Wondering occasionally what you think about me. You think that I'm totally out of my skull when I say I believe I used to chain smoke Chesterfields and wear cheap suits? Then I had a big 45 auto under my left arm, dead dead. And everybody called me Big Dick Brannigan, Private Eye. No case was too sleazy. No money was too dirty. For BDB. I got a call on my phone, 9:15 on a Tuesday morning. Brannigan, we've got your wife. For every day you don't send us $10,000, we'll send you one of her fingers. Since we were in the throes of a messy divorce, I said I'll call you in about 2 weeks. The phone rang again. It was a Mrs. Marquar who invited me over to her very opulent residence. She said that her husband had left years ago. The children had never seen him. They'd like to see their father, find out where he is, what he's doing. Do you do that type of work? I said, I sure do, but I get $200 a day plus expenses. She said, you're on. Here's a $1,000 retainer. Well, I left there thumbing the greenbacks, and I thought, this is great. I got to milk it for all it's white. I took the grand. I went down to Miami, got some sun on my kisser. With a couple of dance hall floozies. When the money ran back, I went back out to see Mrs. Marquar. I said, hey, I'm getting closer. I ran up some bills here following some leads in Miami. She wrote me some more checks. I milked her. I milked her for 6 months. Finally, I knew she was getting antsy and give me all this cash. So I went down to DuPont Circle, and I found the nastiest old wino I could find. He approximated the guy's looks and age, but just to be sure she couldn't totally identify him, I grabbed that wino and I figured I'd rearrange his face a little bit just to be sure. So I gave him a good... He was drunk, he didn't feel nothing. I brought him over to Marquar's house. Yeah, this horrible man came reeling through the door, stinking and bleeding. I said, here he is. And I threw him down on the couch. He promptly heaved his guts. The children were appalled. Mrs. Marquar, outraged. She said, look what you've done to yourself. I said, oh, look. I said, lady, for another $500, I'll get rid of him for you. What do you think?
The Grease Man on DC 101.